This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Cabinet approves energy development roadmap paving way for generating 28,500 megawatts of electricity by 2035. Cabinet also decides to mark March 14 as Anti-Money Laundering Day. Construction of substation and transmission line of projects in Marsiang, the watershed area, completes. Power produced from the projects to be brought to Kathmandu. And 15 people die and 35 others injured in a vehicle attack in USA. Now the news in detail. The government has approved the energy development roadmap. The Council of Ministers meeting held on Tuesday approved an action plan to generate 28,500 megawatts of electricity by 2035 based on a proposal from the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadga said with the approval of the proposal, all types of models have now been opened for investment in large and new projects. The roadmap has paved the way for projects to be built by the government, including domestic and foreign investment and all forms of hydropower. Energy Minister Khadga says the target is to invest $46.5 billion for the overall development of the country's energy sector by 2035. In the meantime, the government has decided to mark March 14 every year as the National Anti-Money Laundering Day. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung, who is also the spokesperson of the government, said it while sharing information on government decisions of the cabinet meeting held on Tuesday. Similarly, the government has decided to issue an order prohibiting strikes in essential services and publish the notice relating to it in Nepal Gazette. The construction of the substation and transmission line for supplying electricity generated from projects in Marsiang, the watershed area, to Kathmandu has been completed and is now operational. The 220 kV substation located in Abu Khairani rural municipality, Tanahu, has been completed and the substation utilizes gas-insulated system technology. The substation, part of the Marsiang, the Kathmandu 220 kV transmission line project, was energized and brought into operation from Tuesday. With the activation of the substation, the 82-kilometer-long Marsiang, the Kathmandu transmission line is now fully operational at a 220 kV capacity. Managing Director of Nepal Electricity Authority, Kulman Gissing, stated that the new transmission line will enhance the voltage stability of the country's integrated electricity system, ensuring a more reliable, adequate and high-quality power supply. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has stressed the need of preventing Nepal's slide to grey list in money laundering. At a press conference organized in the ministry yesterday, the minister, who is also the spokesperson of the government, informed about the cabinet decisions that the government had decided to launch a campaign to prevent Nepal from sliding to the grey list. The minister further shared that the government had set a plan to raise public awareness against black money at federal and provincial levels. The government has heightened measures to reduce the risk of monkeypox following two recent cases in individuals returning from Saudi Arabia. One patient has been discharged after treatment while the other remains under care at the Infectious Disease Control Hospital in Taiku. Dr. Prakash Budathoki, spokesperson for the Health Ministry, has assured that necessary precautions are in place after the detection of new cases of mpox. Dr. Budathoki urged the public to follow health guidelines, including wearing masks and maintaining physical distance. Meanwhile, Health Minister Pradeep Podel visited Tribhuvan International Airport to inspect the measures in place to combat the mpox threat, ensuring safety protocols are followed by all airport and airline personnel. President Ramchandra Podel has administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed five ambassadors to various countries. In the oath-taking shirt ceremony held at the office of the president in Sital Niwas yesterday, President Podel administered the oath to the newly appointed ambassadors for Portugal, Malaysia, South Africa, Belgium and Denmark. The ambassador to Portugal, Prakash Mani Podel, the ambassador to Malaysia, Dr. Netra Prasad Timmalsina, the ambassador to South Africa, Professor Dr. Kapil Mann Shrestha, the ambassador to Belgium, Seva Lamsal, and the ambassador to Denmark, Sumnima Tulader, took the oath of office and secrecy before the head of the state. The Bandipur visit year 2025 has kicked off from yesterday. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal inaugurated the tourism promotional campaign in the historical town Bandipur in Tanahud district yesterday. People's representative in Bandipur, Surendra Thapa, says the campaign aims to bring in 100,000 tourists within 2025. A two-day package has been designed for the visitors to visit places including Bandipur, Chimkeshwari, Manakamana, Gorkha Temple, Liglik Kot and revered poet Bhanu Bhakta's birthplace. The Nepali Congress NC has requested its lawmakers to forward discussions and preparations in order to pass the pending bills from the next parliament session. According to NC Joint General Secretary Jeevan Pariyar, a parliamentary party meeting of the NC held in Singhadarbar yesterday has urged its party lawmakers to work swiftly so that passage of the pressing bills would be ensured from the imminent parliament session. Discussion was held with lawmakers about the situation of bills that are in various committees and reasons why the bills are stuck for so long. 15 bills are under consideration in different parliamentary committees. The recent meeting of a task force comprising the CPN, UML and NC had decided to forward works paving way to pass the bills from the coming session. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 15 people have died and 35 others sustained injuries when a pickup truck at high speed drove into large crowds in New Orleans of United States. According to the BBC, the suspect in the vehicle attack has been identified as a 42-year-old U.S. citizen from Texas. He is believed to have driven a pickup truck at high speed into large crowds before he was shot dead by police. The FBI has said an Islamic State IS group flag was found in the vehicle and they are investigating the attack as an act of terrorism. Investigators say they believe the New Orleans suspect was not solely responsible for the attack. Potential explosive devices were also found in the truck and elsewhere in the area. In the meantime, police are also investigating another incident in which a Tesla Cybertruck filled with fuel canisters and fireworks mortars exploded outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. The police has confirmed that the driver was killed and 7 people were injured. President Joe Biden said the White House was tracking the incident and law enforcement was investigating whether there is any possible connection with the attack in New Orleans. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhur Paschim province, along with the hilly regions of Gandaki province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country today. Urging all concerned to remain alert as it could affect daily life, health, transportation and aviation, the department has said the fog is likely to occur at many places in the Tarai and Kathmandu Valley tomorrow morning. At present, there is a normal influence of western winds across the country. With this, we've almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet approves energy development roadmap paving way for generating 28,500 megawatts of electricity by 2035. Cabinet also decides to mark March 14 as Anti-Money Laundering Day. Construction of substation and transmission line of projects in Marshangdi watershed area completes. Power produced from the projects to be brought to Kathmandu. and 15 people die and 35 others injured in a vehicle attack in USA. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.